Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
The Seven Habits. Recently, I was invited to speak at a university and then answer any questions the students had. I was struck by the directness of Brandon's question, quote, "One book, just one book, what would that be?" End quote. Without hesitation, I replied, "The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People" by Dr. Stephen Covey. I then gave my summation as to why that one book, which I first read 20 years ago, made such an impact on me and millions of others. I figured it would be useful to do the same here, in the hope that it may encourage you to read it or dust it off and let the pages feel the sunshine again. What I like about The Seven Habits is it's common sense organized, and yet sadly, we know that common sense is just not that commonly practiced. Covey has actually been criticized for borrowing from the good book, the Bible, to sell his book, but I don't sense God's going to be suing him for plagiarism. Whenever I proselytize this prose, I always emphasize a few points. Number one, it's the seven habits, not the three habits or the five and a quarter habits. Number two, habits are habitual. They have to be practiced repeatedly. Number three, the book isn't titled The Seven Habits of Mildly Mediocre People for a reason. There's effort required. Habit number one is be proactive. The opposite is to be reactive, a product of your circumstances rather than your choices. I found proactive people to be better work colleagues. Proactive people carry their own weather with them. They also mind their own language as they understand the power of words. Habit two is begin with the end in mind. It's built on the principle that mental creation precedes physical creation. This habit helped me have a vision for what I wanted to have, do, and be in all aspects of life. Habit three, put first things first. Whereas effective people are able to prioritize and execute with excellence, I've noticed that reactive people who lack vision are always rushing and scrambling between tasks. People who don't practice habit three get their identity from their busyness and are proud to tell you they're crazy busy. Well, they got half of that right. Habit three helped me with prioritization. Habit four is think win-win. It's built upon the principle that in conflict, we should look out not only for our own interests, but also the interests of others. I've found that the law of reciprocity is written on all human hearts, and when you sincerely seek to help another, beautiful fruit falls from the tree. Habit five is seek first to understand and then be understood. This reminds me we were created with two ears and one mouth, and that effective people listen twice as much as they speak. Conversely, ineffective people rarely listen, and at best they listen selectively, selfishly, or defensively. Listening is the fastest form of human communication. Habit six is synergize, and is the habit of creative cooperation. In sports, we call this great chemistry. A team will always achieve much more than the work of a lone genius in the long run. Synergy is a beautiful word. It's the concept that the whole can be greater than the sum of the individual parts. Great leaders build synergy. Habit seven surrounds the first six and is titled Sharpen the Saw. It's the habit of renewal built upon the principle that we have to nurture the goose, ourselves, to keep laying the golden eggs, what we want to have, do, and be. Covey addresses the four dimensions of the human being, the physical, the mental, the social-emotional, and the spiritual. He encourages us to sharpen the saw in each of these dimensions on a regular basis. So in summary, Stephen Covey did a superb job building his habits upon the rock of timeless, universal, and objective truths, principles that in these times of shifting shadows enable us to follow a light that is trustworthy, not only for the workplace, but our lives in general, even if you did borrow them from the good book.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.